Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, celebrating an adored Regency-era writer.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. This year marks the 250th birthday of Jane Austen, the beloved British novelist whose stories have been retold through countless television shows, plays, and movies, like the 2005 adaptation of Pride and Prejudice.
You mean to frighten me, Mr. Darcy, by coming in all your state to hear me? But I won't be alarmed, even if your sister does play so well.
I'm well enough acquainted with you, Miss Elizabeth, to know that I cannot alarm you, even should I wish it.
Across the pond, Ohioans will celebrate her legacy at the Heritage Village Museum outside of Cincinnati for this weekend's Jane Austen Festival. Bethany Jewell helped coordinate the event. Hello, Bethany.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for talking with us about Jane Austen. Her six iconic novels, including Sense and Sensibility and Mansfield Park, have earned her a global following. Why is Austen important to you?
All of her books are classics. They all speak to the human experience. Many of them, there's themes of love and romance, and kind of the same reason that a lot of people love to watch Hallmark movies, and they just kind of give them that, you know, just that warm feeling. Austen and kind of has that same way that she touches her readers.
And this festival is going to go beyond Austen's books. There's going to be dance troupes, horseback riding, duels, and of course, a Regency-era ball. What's so inviting about not just reading her writing, but immersing yourself fully into this era?
Well, that's really what Heritage Village Museum is all about, is to offer the public immersive experiences. If you come to this event, it'll be like stepping back in time into the Regency period. There are lectures on things ranging from clothing. We have a undressing Mr. Darcy, which is less scandalous than it sounds, but it's, you know, what men wore during the period. But there will also be talks on gardening and antiques and painting, everything you need to really feel like you are and living in Jane Austen's world.
Usually the Heritage Village takes people back to the 1800s to rural Ohio. How does that time and place compare to the England that Austen lived in? Were their lives really so different?
There were many differences and many similarities, obviously. In the early part of the 1800s, at the beginning of the Regency period, Cincinnati was basically a frontier town. The oldest building that we have in our village is the Kemper Log House, which was built in 1804. So part of the things that visitors can do is to tour that house and see what life was like in Ohio in the early part of the Regency period.
This isn't the first time we're celebrating Jane Austen in Ohio. It probably won't be the last. Last year, a national Jane Austen conference came to Cleveland. Why do you think her legacy still resonates, even in Ohio, two centuries and an ocean away?
Well, I think that really speaks to how beloved her novels really were and continue to be. You know, we have a lot of people that are, you know, maybe being introduced to the Regency period through new adaptations or through Bridgerton. The movie Clueless was based on Emma. You know, people are just romanticize that era and just enjoy learning about it and connecting with it.
That is Bethany Jewell. She's with the Heritage Museum's Jane Austen Festival. Thank you so much for your time, Bethany.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.